Journey maker with us. We've had Morris Mizalowski joining us ongoing for the last couple of years now. We've spoken about many varying subjects. Some I've understood, some I have not. All he does, he's got square eyes. All he does is he sits at his computer 24/7. His family go, "Dad, Dad who?" Because he doesn't leave his tiny office. He's a business futurist. He's a speaker. He's an innovator. He's a strategist. He's a bloke that just likes to forecast so many aspects to our lives in the event that business may be able to respond to it, and not only business, us. Morris, nice to have you with us again, mate, on our second last weekend.
Nice to be with you as always.
Yeah.
And you know I can take my computer with me anywhere now.
Yeah.
I don't have to stay home.
Yeah, because is that? That's Blueberry.
Blueberry, yeah, Blackberry, whatever.
Blackberry.
All the same.
Yeah, Strawberry.
Strawberry.
What's it called?
One version of it's Blackberry, yes.
Blackberry.
Or yep. Crackberry, as they say.
Just trying to keep up with everything. I love the fact, and I have learned quite a bit about this, because I don't get the time to surf as much as you, and it's great to have you on as a part of this. Can I just say that if anyone wants to find out a little bit more about this gentleman in question that I'm speaking to, and that you are .com savvy, go to MorrisYourEyeOnTheFuture.com. Why did you make the title so long?
Good question.
Yeah.
I figured by the time you'd finished typing it, you really did want to find me.
Or maybe a new...
Or we couldn't work out what the question was.
Well, this is true. This is true. Yeah, no, Morris was gone. It's a matter of getting a URL that's interesting nowadays.
Oh. Well, you've done well. Morris, your eye on the future. Now, this week... look, it's going to be a very interesting time for all business communities at the moment because of the economic downturn. So we need to get all the help that we possibly can. If we're running small businesses, big businesses, or just running the family household, are there any online business tools that we can play with that are available to us free?
I think so. And if they're not free, they're really, really cheap.
Like?
And it's really a matter of thinking laterally. And that's what I'm talking to my clients a lot about now, that we still have to do the things we need to do in business, but we need to find cheaper ways of doing them. And there's a couple of sites that have come about over the last year or two that make that easier. One of them is for that problem you have when you're starting up a new business and you can't come up with a name for it.
Sure.
Or maybe a new magazine or a blog or whatever, but you just want to name it. Maybe you even want to name the kids and can't figure out what it is. And it's called namethis.com.
Of course.
What else would you call it?
Yeah.
Now, namethis.com is a really nifty site. You go on it, and if you're looking for a name, you put in the details of the sort of thing you might be naming, so what the company's about, you know, who you're going to be selling to, what the products or services are, a little bit of a description, and you then put it up to a community. And there are tens of thousands of people, believe it or not, around the world who look at this site and look at what you want and then come up with names for you. Now,
is this free?
It's not free, but it's $99, $99 US. And for $99 US, you get three business names, and you also get lots of input. So everybody that puts up names, everyone that comes to the site tells you what they do or don't like about it. So it's really been road tested by the time you decide to use it. And it's one of those really nice sites. Now, if you flip it around, you can become one of those people that get the $99 by coming up with business names.
Absolutely.
So it's a way to make some extra money as well.
Good, now you're talking.
Yeah, and that's what I mean. All these sites offer that both, you know, that two sides of the coin. You can either buy it, or you can be one of the people providing the ideas and make some money out of it.
Okay, that's one option. What's next?
Now, another one is called 99designs.com. 99 Designs. Mm. This is an interesting one for graphic design. You know, if you want your logos or you want your website designed or your brochures or whatever, and apologies to graphic designers, but this is a relatively cheap way of doing it. Same sort of thing. You go in there and you put in your description of what it is you want done. So if it's your brochure or your website, a little bit about the company and the audience and the usual bits and pieces, and how much you're willing to pay for it. Now, most of the products, most of the services people are looking for, they're willing to pay somewhere between 50 and 500 US is about the ballpark. And for 500, you really get a lot of work done.
Well, you'd want to.
Well, for graphic design, it's not a bad price.
Really?
Oh, absolutely, because you can pay, really, the equivalent of that could be anywhere $4,000 or $5,000 upwards.
Okay.
A basic graphic design for a company for logos and things is about $1,800 upwards.
Okay, we're on a roll. roll. I'm jotting all of this down. Any more?
Yeah. Now, there's a good one called Elance, ELANCE.com. This one's been around for quite a while. Been around for about 7 or 8 years. I've used it quite a bit. If you're looking for people to do things, mostly services, so if you're looking for copywriters or web designers or programmers or anybody that provides a service of a kind, you can put in your description into Elance. And it's kind of like an eBay site, meaning that if you are that provider, you might read about the fact I need someone and make connection with me. So you put in, again, what it is you want to do, how much roughly you want to pay for it, if you want to divulge that or not, and wait for people to come back and give you their quotes on what it's going to cost you to use their services. Now, again, like the other two, flip that around, and if you're a service provider, it's a free way of you finding possibly more clients, because joining it is free, and then when you want, if you want to go for any of the quotes, putting that in is free, and you can only pay a percentage afterwards.
Okay.
So Elance.com, so all of those three offer the opportunity to make money, as well to spend a little bit of money.
All right, so we're not getting those for free. Give me a couple of free ones now, thanks.
There's a good one called SlideShare.
Yeah.
OneWord.com, SlideShare.com. This is a really good tool for learning stuff, and there are tens of thousands of different things in there. Everything from how to milk a cow, literally, to how to fix your computer or your car or your television set. So it's a whole lot of how-tos. Really good instruction. I use it a lot to help people, well, to help me understand, but help people understand social media, networking, all those kinds of things. And you find people, they put up 30, 40 slides, 10, 15 slides, depending on what it is, and it's very, very good. SlideShare
is
another one.
That's a good one. Is that... So that's like a how-to channel, sort of.
It's like a how-to channel, but on the most amazing range of topics.
Good, good.
And a similar one, so SlideShare is very much like the old PowerPoint, you know, you read it for mostly. There are now some videos in there, but a pure video one, and there are two of them. One of them's called videojug.com. Aren't they wonderful names?
Videojug.
And you were worried about mine. Yeah. Videojug.com. And now Videojug, and I'm going to put the other one together because the description's the same on both of them.
Yeah.
And the other one's called videoabout.com. So Videojug and videoabout.com. Same sort of thing, different sites.
Yeah.
And what they have are, again, tens of thousands of videos on all kinds of topics. And especially with videoabout.com, even recipes on them. So you know you might want to make something, they're not quite sure how to do it. You can actually look up the video, you know, a video of how to make a pavlova, for instance, and watch somebody on screen make it and have the recipe next to it.
Yeah, could they get it delivered as well?
I'm not sure. There's probably some other sites that can do that.
Yeah,
but it's nice because you can stop that video at a particular point. You know, in other words, make it with them.
Yeah.
Stop the video. Go back and make the next little bit of it and keep going. So they've got more than recipes in them, but I find them really fascinating with the amount of information that you can get in them.
All right, mate. One lucky last one before we bid you farewell today.
I think an interesting one then to finish on is Threadless.com. Threadless.com. This is a t-shirt site. What this allows you to do, again, is to either make money or buy t-shirts, one or the other. It's an ongoing t-shirt competition, and again, been going around for about 5 or 6 years. So every week, they allow people to put up designs for what they think might be good fronts of t-shirts. And at the end of the week, the community votes on the site on the t-shirts that they like the most, and those t-shirts get printed for the next week or two. Now, if your t-shirt's chosen, you get $500, and every time it's reprinted, you get more money.
So it's
a great way of making money, but also a great way of voting, because if you vote and you're the person, you know, if your vote is the one that counts the most by some algorithm they use, you also get a little bit of money out of it.
Yeah.
So these sites are really, really good. They're a lot of fun too.
Okay. Morris, always good. You know that. I jot a whole heap of stuff down while you're talking, and then after the show, I sit on the 6PR computer and quietly go through, oh yeah, that's pretty cool. I can't do it now. But it's really good. It's
using work tools again?
Yeah. Oh, too right. No one's in the office. Mate, everyone's out of the office. The newsroom are too busy doing their stuff. The sport guys come in after 4 o'clock, and today, let me just have a look at who's on today, Peter Vlahos, and Peter looks after himself. The producers do their own thing. I just sit on the work computer and go surfing.
Hey, why not?
It's much faster than mine at home. So
why not?
I'll do a bit of that today and not take any stationery home with me.
No liquid paper.
And then, no, I got that last week.
Okay.
And then next week, last one, we'll just catch up and have a chin wag, if that's all right.
I look forward. forward to
it. Good on you, mate. Thanks for your time.
A pleasure. Have a great weekend.
Bye-bye. Bye. Great bloke, Morris Mizalowski, and I think probably he's put Morris your eye on the future because he didn't want to spell Mizalowski. That's it. It just makes sense to me. But Morris is a business futurist. He examines trends and technologies that can help you or can help us, hopefully. And if you want to go .comming, Morris, your eye on the future .com. Go and have a surf.